Hello and welcome to this week's edition of a weekly roundup, a selection of our top stories featured throughout the week. Here is a recap of our stories from March 13th through the 20th. Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that wedding receptions and catered events can now resume statewide. All venues hosting weddings and catered events must follow the state's strict health and safety protocols, including the following requirements. Venues are restricted to a 50% capacity limit with no more than 150 attendees per event. All attendees must have proof of a recent negative COVID-19 test result or proof of immunization prior to the event. Sign and contact information will be required to assist with potential contact tracing. Venues must notify local health departments of large events above the social gathering limit in advance. Masks will be required at all times except when seated and eating or drinking. Ceremonial and socially distanced dancing will be allowed in designated areas. Cuomo's recent measures are to further reopening the economy amid steady declines in New York's COVID-19 positivity and hospitalization rates. Effective March 19th, New York City indoor dining will expand to 50% capacity, and the rest of New York State will increase to 75% capacity for indoor dining. As New York State begins easing restrictions on gatherings, the Oswego County Health Department is working with local businesses to ensure that they are aware of all reopening guidelines, along with vaccine availability for food service workers and hotel staff. Effective March 15th, venues that host in-person catered events, such as wedding receptions, conferences, or other celebrations, may now host events that exceed the current New York State social gathering limit of 50 persons, as long as they follow state guidelines. The guidelines include notifying the local health department of scheduled events, enforcing testing or vaccination requirements for attendees, occupancy limits, social distancing, mask wearing, collecting information for contact tracing, and staff health screenings. Beginning March 19th, indoor dining capacity for New York State will increase from 50% to 75%, and beginning March 22nd, the social gathering limits will also increase. For more information on reopening guidance, visit www.forward.newyork.gov or www.oswegocounty.com. The Oswego County COVID-19 hotline is also available Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. by calling 315-349-3330. Mayor Billy Barlow announced the retirement of the Oswego Police Department's K-9, Crixus, after 7 years of dedicated service. Crixus, a 9.5-year-old Dutch Shepherd, joined the Oswego City Police Department in July of 2013 as a certified patrol and narcotics detection dog, also aiding in the apprehension of suspects and locating missing people. K-9 Crixus has assisted with the Oswego County Sheriff's Office, the City of Fulton Police Department, the Oswego County Drug Task Force, the New York State Parole, the New York State Police, the New York Office of the Attorney General, the Pulaski Police Department, and the Central Square Police Department. Oswego Police Chief Phil Cady spoke, thanking Crixus for his service with the Oswego Police Department, also wishing the K-9 much health and happiness in his well-deserved retirement. Last month, the Oswego Common Council authorized investigation Jim Ledoux, Crixus' longtime handler, to take possession of the canine. Crixus still plans to accompany Investigator Ledoux at work in the office to keep busy in his retirement. The Oswego Police Department has a second canine dog named Lou and plan to purchase another dog to replace Crixus in the near future. The Fulton Common Council discussed 3 amendments that were presented during their March 2nd meeting. During their Tuesday, March 16th meeting. At the March 2nd meeting, the Council proposed to amend 3 chapters of the City Code, modifying existing policies for secondhand dealers, auctions and auctioneers, and taxicabs. During the March 16th meeting, the councillors unanimously voted down the secondhand dealer resolution while voting in favor of the auction and taxicab resolutions. Council President Audrey Avery addressed the owner of Andy's Antiques later in the meeting, saying there will be another public hearing in regards to the secondhand dealer resolution. Mayor Dina Michaels ended the meeting by discussing the recent deaths of Bob Weston and Carol Vesio, saying their service to the Fulton community will be honored at the next council meeting. The New York State Department of Transportation is alerting motorists that the Hinsmanville Bridge on County Road 46 in the town of Phoenix will be closed until further notice. The single-lane bridge was closed for emergency inspections after the bridge was struck by a vehicle on Wednesday, March 17th. A detour is in place, but motorists are urged to find alternative routes to cross the Oswego River in either the village of Phoenix to the south or in the city of Fulton to the north. Drivers are asked to use caution when traveling through the work zone area and to pay attention to all traffic control devices, including signs and flaggers. For up-to-date information, call 511 or visit www.511.org. On Thursday, March 18th, Mayor Billy Barlow announced a partnership between the City of Oswego and the State of New York to open a rapid COVID-19 testing site in downtown Oswego. The testing site, located at 199 West First Street, will be open for the next 6 months, giving patrons the opportunity to be tested quickly for COVID-19 as they travel downtown to patronize local restaurants, stores, and entertainment venues. The 15 to 30 minute test can prevent the spread of COVID-19 by swiftly alerting individuals of a positive result before visiting local establishments and unknowingly spreading the virus to others. New York State is working to open more facilities in upstate and central New York with the goal of building consumer confidence. The Oswego site is centrally located in downtown, in walking distance to several restaurants, the movie theater, the Children's Museum, and other key downtown locations. The rapid test will be administered by BioReference Laboratories, with plans to be open daily from approximately 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Hours may fluctuate based on usage. The location is ADA accessible using the West First Street main entrance with a rear entrance through Canal Commons. Tests will be available to all New Yorkers for no more than $30. To be eligible for a New York Forward Rapid Test Program test, consumers must not be experiencing symptoms of COVID-19, have been exposed to a person with a confirmed or suspected case of COVID-19 within the last 10 days, have received a positive COVID-19 test result in the past 10 days, or be currently obligated to quarantine under New York State Department of Health guidelines. Oswego County Emergency Management Director Kathleen Palmteso is encouraging area residents to always be prepared for any flooding situation, speaking on behalf of Flood Safety Awareness Week, observed throughout New York State during the week of March 14th through the 20th. According to the National Weather Service, flooding causes more damage than any other weather-related event in the U.S., with $8 billion in damages and 89 fatalities annually. Oswego County has faced floods on the Oswego and Oneida Rivers, Oneida Lake, Lake Ontario, and many streams and wetlands throughout the county. Palmteso said prior flooding events around the county have encouraged municipalities to look much closer at flood risks and damage potential in the Oswego County Multi-Jurisdictional Mitigation Plan, saying homeowners and residents should be prepared for flooding as well. The Oswego County Multi-Jurisdictional Mitigation Plan is available for viewing online at www.oswegocounty.com/EMO. For more information on flood-related hazards, please visit the National Weather Service's website at www.weather.gov/safety/flood hazards. On Thursday, March 18th, State police arrested 26-year-old Nicole M. Holland from Fulton with one count of animal cruelty, a Class A misdemeanor. According to state police, an investigation determined Champ, a 6-week-old miniature Doberman Pinscher, died as a result of opioid intoxication after Holland allowed him to ingest heroin from a plate while she was in the process of consuming heroin. Holland was issued an appearance ticket and is scheduled to appear in the Hannibal Town Court on April 6 at 6 p.m. State police were assisted in this investigation by the Oswego County SPCA and the Cornell University Pathology Department. Oswego County Fire Coordinator Donald Forbes reminds county residents that the annual statewide ban prohibiting residential brush burning is in effect until May 14th. Forbes said spring conditions for wildfires are heightened due to the lack of green vegetation, along with the abundance of available fuels such as dry grass and leaves, warmer temperatures, and wind. No open burning is allowed with the following exceptions: campfires less than 3 feet in height and 4 feet in length, width, or diameter. Small cooking fires. Only charcoal or clean, dry, untreated, or unpainted wood can be burned. Ceremonial or celebratory bonfires. On-site burning of agricultural waste generated on a farm larger than 5 acres. Fires cannot be left unattended and must be fully extinguished. Burning garbage or leaves is prohibited year-round. Violators of the state open burning regulation are subject to both criminal and civil enforcement actions, with a minimum fine of $500 for the first offense. Additional information is available on the DEC website at www.dec.new york.gov. To report open burning or other environmental law violations, call 1-800-847-7332. Or report online on the DEC website. And those are your stories for the week. All these stories and more can be found on Oswego County Today's news site. Oswego County Today, Oswego County's best free and independent news source.